Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Deanne Arbus, Portrait of a Photographer, by Arthur Lubo, narrated by Colleen Marlowe. A photograph is a secret about a secret. The more it tells you, the less you know. Deanne Arbus. Part 1. A Daughter, a Wife, and a Mother. 1. The decisive moment. "I can't do it anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore," Deanne announced. It had been a long, stressful workday, a typical marathon of drudgery and anxiety. In the photography studio she and her husband, Alan, used for their fashion shoots, which overlooked the all-white, double-height living room of their triplex apartment on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, the Arbuses had established a routine. Alan set up the lights and the camera, told the models what to do, and snapped the pictures. During the session, Deanne would monitor details, which usually came down to reassuring the models and checking that the clothes were correctly displayed. Deanne would have to go in and pin the dress if it wasn't hanging right, Alan Arbus recalled, half a century later. It was a very subservient role. It was demeaning to her, to have to run to these gorgeous models and fix their clothes. It was a repulsive role. And now, after a decade of collaboration in which they had meshed as tightly as gear cogs, calling each other boy and girl, Deanne told him she had had enough. Both Arbuses were worriers. Their temperaments inevitably dogged them in a venture in which they had to deliver a satisfactory product on deadline on the basis of a one-time session. "We always felt the photographs weren't good enough," Alan recounted. "We would wait breathlessly for the new Vogue and Bizarre to come out." Sometimes Deanne, her hair a mess.